How do you approach the selection and use of adjuvant therapy in the older patient in their 70s, 80s?
My approach to patients who are fit is to have the same discussion about adjuvant therapy that I have with younger patients. However, the aspects of risk and benefit in that discussion might be handled somewhat differently in the very old individual, someone in their 80s or 90s. We do have data with regard to the tolerance of fluoropyrimidine therapy and FOLFOX therapy in patients who've been on clinical trials in various ages. And there are some data suggesting that these individuals don't have substantially more toxicity if they're fit enough to get on a clinical trial. There are other data, though, that have been presented suggesting that with age, and in particular older women, that there is an increased risk of severe toxicity from fluoropyrimidines. And it should be noted that in the clinical trials that serve as the basis for these studies, there are very few people older than 75. So the reality is we don't know a whole lot about people in their 80s and 90s on clinical trials with these different agents. So I explain to patients in these age groups that they may be at somewhat higher risk of having a serious complication. I can't fully quantify that risk for people who are older than 80. I tell them I'm comfortable giving them the treatment, but they have to recognize the possibility for a severe toxicity, in particular gastrointestinal or hematologic toxicity, for which they could end up in the hospital. Now, whereas my conversation about benefit is pretty similar in all the different age groups, my opinion is that patients in different age groups think about the risk-benefit ratio differently. So an 87-year-old may view the inconvenience of a 5-FU infusion pump and the additional toxicity from oxaliplatin to not be worth the added benefit. And that patient may choose 5-FU and leucovorin alone or capecitabine. So whereas we may not be pushing an older patient to take a less toxic and less effective therapy per se, they may correctly, based on their values, may correctly and accurately choose a treatment approach that a 62-year-old may not choose.